You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Good news indeed. Talking about yesterday's article on the global IT spending forecast for 2021 from Gartner. And we're going to talk a little bit about what those numbers mean and what they mean for you, the MSPs out there planning, what that means for you MSPs who are working with your customers right now, even as late as early February, to get your customers kind of on track for their 2021 IT budgeting. And we'll talk some tactics too about what you might want to be thinking about as you see these numbers. And we're going to advise a little bit of caution, as we'll describe shortly, just so that we are not caught unawares as a profession, perhaps like some of us were in 2020. And I'll get into that momentarily. But for those of you who have not read the update, and you can, I think we linked to it in the article that we published yesterday, calling "Good News for MSPs in 2021" was the title, and should definitely go check it out. So it's an article referencing the Gartner 2021 global IT spending forecast. This is a they do it every year, but I think that they update it quarterly, if I'm not mistaken. And so they're always updating forecasting, but they're also revising those forecasted numbers as they stop becoming a forecast and they actually become, in the past. So they become real numbers at that point. And, 2020 was, it was a bloodbath, right? No other way to say it. It was not a good year from a IT spending standpoint in terms of it generally across the board in total IT spending, and then all of the individual sectors, including IT services, saw a decrease. Now, we talked a lot about this throughout 2020, and now that we're out of it and we kind of look back and we can take stock of what really happened, there was a decrease in global IT spending. There was a decrease in IT services spending. And we actually have the numbers now from Gartner, so it's very interesting to see that. So according to Gartner, and this is as of, I think, January 25th, 2021. So just a week or so, a couple weeks ago. The global IT spending for 2020 was actually off or down 3.2% from the previous year, 2019. IT services was down, again, from 2019 numbers, 2.7%. And so if you looked at that and you looked at all the other numbers, enterprise software, devices, communications, data centers, systems, all these different major sectors that Gartner tracks, they're flat or they're down. But you look at the MSPs and you listen to all of the stories. And if you're, lucky and you're like us and you get to talk to a lot of MSPs all over the world, all throughout the year, then you start to pick up trends and you start to pick up real meaningful movements in the market. And I think it's fairly safe to say that the MSPs did fairly well in 2020. The real MSPs dominant in managed services recurring revenue. Sure, they in some sectors they had some hits, but by and large across the board we did pretty well. Especially when you compare it to non-IT sector jobs or industries, retail, restaurant, food service, et cetera, travel, tourism. But if you look at even managed services compared to other tech, managed services did pretty well. We survived. We and in fact, many of the members reported growth, maybe modest growth, but growth nonetheless. And so, you know, we had a decent year, all things being equal, in light of a 3.2% decrease last year in global IT spending. What are we looking at for 2021? Well, according to Gartner, we're looking at a 6.2% growth from last year. Not bad. The total number is just shy of $4 trillion being projected. So it's $3.92 trillion in projections. And the IT services sector, which is where I and others believe managed services really resides in these forecasting, they're projected to grow at a 6% rate for this year. And the number is actually just shy over $1 trillion. Not bad. And if you consider what we went through last year, I'll take 6% growth any year. According to Gartner, it does level off in 2022. I think that that's, you know, these projections, when they go out past a certain point, they become somewhat less dependable, shall we say. You know, Gartner, however, is projecting 2022 global IT spending to be at roughly 4.6% and IT services spending to be at 6.3%. So even bigger than this year. I hope they're right. We'll see. The point is that we're looking at a much better year numbers-wise from a spending standpoint. And even if you think that these are a little overly aggressive numbers, I still think that this means that managed service providers are going to be looking at some pretty good times this year in terms of rebounding from the global pandemic economic shutdown that we experienced for most of last year. What does that mean for you as MSPs? What should you do with these numbers? Well, number one, I'd probably share them with my customers. I'd start to talk them through, you know, what this means. And I don't work for Gartner. I have a sense I know where these numbers are coming from. I believe these are coming from actual, you know, end user IT directors, CIOs, people who have budget authority, and they're telling Gartner this is what we're thinking, and then they project those numbers out. So assuming that this is roughly correct, right, or at least it's a good indicator of which way the wind is blowing, shall we say, I think MSPs should take heart in this news. I would make a slight warning. I don't want to call it a warning. I would say keep this in mind as you are creating your plan for this year and you're also updating your customers on their IT budgets. I would be slightly apprehensive about going crazy on the projects this year, especially if it is at the expense of managed services capability. What do I mean by that? I'll explain. If you are a VAR and you got hit last year and you somehow survived last year, then you're going to look at this year and assuming another thing, assuming you did not make the shift into managed services, all right, that's a couple big ifs, but you're a VAR heading into 2021. Yeah, you're probably going to be looking at projects and saying, this is really good news. I'm going to sell as much hardware and software as I can, and I'm going to sell as much project work as I can because who knows what's going to happen in the future. And I get that mentality. If you're an MSP, I hope to God you're not thinking like that. I hope that if you were an MSP or became an MSP last year and you remember that, you know, those times, then I would hope that you look at this year and say, this is a time to get even further into managed services, to shore up your recurring revenue customer base. And to make sure that any project or hardware, software revenue business that you do this year is done not at the expense of your managed services, but in service of it. And there's a very big difference when you talk about that, right? Hardware and project work, in my estimation, and talked to a lot of MSPs who are more on the mature side, and they say the same thing, which is the managed services leads, right? That's what you are first and foremost. It doesn't mean that that's all of your revenue, but it means that that's how you organize your business. It means that's how you organize your onboarding of customers. It means that's how you interact with new customers, and you do things such as, I'm not going to sell you that server, or I'm not going to sell you that project unless you're a managed services customer, or unless that project leads immediately to a managed services engagement. And if you take that kind of approach, you'll always be safe. And why do we say that? Well, number one, it fuels and feeds the managed services business engine, number one. Number two, it's a scalability and resources issue. If you are constantly needing technical and other resources, could be even financial resources, to constantly feed reseller and project service lines, then you know that could leave your managed services capacity kind of in the back seat, as it were. It could leave that managed services service capability at the whim or at the behest of the other business unit driving the revenue. And that really is hearkening back to the old VAR days when the VAR business model was dominant. It's when the VAR business revenue was the majority of a company's revenue. And, you know, they didn't want to disrupt that. Well, for most of you who are already in managed services, that's what you don't want to disrupt, because that's probably what kept you alive last year. It's the only thing that customers were really looking for and spending money on, is that managed services offering. And so when you look at this year and you look at all the money that is going to be spent, and look, $3.9 trillion is a lot of money. And when you look at the focal point or the high priority that IT has in most organizations today on planet Earth when it comes to doing business, whatever it is that organization does, that's a good thing. I mean, MSPs are in a really good position. Don't lessen your position. Don't weaken your position by just simply changing things up and going back into old ways and just grabbing revenue for the sake of grabbing revenue. Because in my opinion, it's going to be a short-lived benefit. And if you don't keep some semblance of an eye on your managed services engine and keep that growing, that is going to make you more vulnerable to potential future, you know, pandemics, business disruptors, global financial crises, whoever. Whatever that next big thing is, and it's coming, whatever it is, we want you to be prepared. And being prepared means you just have a very good handle on the relationships you have with your customers, that you explaining to them the nature of what is in their best interest and the nature of how you want to interact with them as a IT service provider. And that, I think, is going to be the best advice I could give all of you out there listening to this. Again, I'm not trying to be a downer for this year. I hope this year is a fantastic year for everybody. But if you happen to be in the managed services business, which most of you are listening to this, I hope you take that advice to heart and use it to your advantage is the best way that I could put it. But look, we're going to have a very busy year. The work from home phenomena is going to continue, even as we open up the businesses and open up the economies, as the vaccine continues to roll out. keep your eye on that managed services, because that's what's really in demand. It's where customers are increasingly putting their money and their IT spend. And that's where I would be if I was you guys. Hope this helped. Until next time, this is Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you will get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.